I woke up, I'm on abundance. Hey, my hands too full to hold the grudges. Yeah, and all I'm trying to be is being a monk. Hey, I got a shawty, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This ain't One Direction, dog. I'm going a different way. I got One Direction, dog. It's going up for sure. I got hoes with some pop money offshore.
Good morning, and welcome to the Win the Morning podcast. Today's topic is this: taking time for yourself. And when I was about 14 or so, could be wrong, but somewhere around, like, you know, between 12 and 15, I went to this thing called Camp Helaman, which was like a Mormon activity, like up in the mountains, a few days camping, you know, activities, you know, different ropes courses and stuff like that. And they had this ropes course where they had you, like, basically what they had you do was just go and sit down in the middle of the mountains and just sit there and close your eyes, lay down, and just think. And I remember after, I think it's probably like 20 minutes, you know, you open your eyes and you are completely by yourself, and you open your eyes. And I remember after opening my eyes, I just felt this immense amount of clarity. I felt like so clear and so calm. And it was the first time in my life I ever did something like that, where I just went and took 20 minutes, 10 minutes, sat by myself in a secluded area, and just, like, breathed and had no intention. And just, I just was being for the first time. And, you know, I'm somebody who has a lot of things going on in my life. I have a lot of people texting me and calling me, and, you know, I have over 150 people that work for me, and, you know, a business that we're starting, and sales organization that we're running, and, you know, a wife, and I have a kid, and I have, you know, just things, you know, just like you do, just like everybody does. I have life going on. And there's a lot of just things constantly bombarding me in social media that it's not bombarding me, but I'm choosing to watch it. It's like, it's constant stimulation. So this morning I went up in the mountains and I just took a second to just do that same practice. And I did something a little bit different. I did some breath work, you know, and it's something that I don't do as consistently as I'd like to, but as I'm driving back home now, I'm just reminded of the importance of taking time for myself and putting my phone away and putting my phone on do not disturb, and, like, just allowing myself to be. You know, literally it was 10 minutes today, and after doing that for 10 minutes, it's just like, it's a little gift to myself, a little treat for myself to just be calm and to get centered. And so that's my invitation to you guys today, is to create a practice, or at least go try it today. And if you like it, go create a practice. Go put your phone on do not disturb. Go drive to somewhere, a parking lot where, you know, you can kind of be alone, or ideally go into nature and put your phone away, you know, get it out of your pocket, leave it in the car, go walk to a park bench or something, but just something where you can't be disturbed. Sit on a park bench and just sit there and look at the trees, or sit there and close your eyes and just listen to the things that are going on. Listen to your heart, you know, maybe have a conversation with God, or, you know, wherever your heart and intuition leads you. Just allow yourself to be in that moment. And just imagine how you feel, and then recognize how you feel afterwards. And it feels amazing. And, you know, in life, it's so easy to get caught up in the chaos of the day-to-day. You know, I choose to do that a lot. And, you know, it's easy to get stressed out. And if we don't have skills to cope with it, you know, we're going to go crazy. And so that's a little skill that I've learned, and something I've been reminded to practice more. So that's my invitation to you guys today, is to go find a little time and go spend some time for yourself. You know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, depending on how long you want to do, but just go give it a shot. And shoot me a text, or, you know, direct message me on Instagram. I'd love to hear your guys' feedback. So, but anyway, that's my message that I have for you today. I hope you guys have an awesome day. Be positive and confident in all that you do. If you found value out of this, share with a friend. And most importantly, go be abundant. Peace and love. Bye-bye.